Morning, Andrew. KM4NAP. How are you?
How are you doing this morning?
Good, I guess I'm doing okay.
A little bit cooler this morning, too.
I think it's supposed to be like this pretty much all week.
I'm going from 70-degree weather, high 60s, showing 44 in my truck now.
In some places, it's supposed to get down to like 39.
Well, with the cool weather, I guess not.
As long as it doesn't frost, I'll be all right. I just don't want to lose my wild plums this year.
Get anything that cold. Shoot, I got to start putting my garden out soon.
Bunch of tomato seeds I've got to get in the ground, or in the starting cups, rather, and get them going. I got two different kinds of tomatoes and some corn and some lettuce. And I got some sunflower seed for the birds and stuff.
Different kinds of lettuces this year, so definitely got to hurry up and get them in the ground. That way they can get grown before it gets too cool.
Interesting, the first time I've ever tried to grow lettuce.
Leafy lettuce, or do you go with like a normal iceberg? Leafy lettuce is because you can go out there and just pick leaves off of it and it'll keep growing. But man, once it starts going to seed, though, you might as well quit eating on it because it's bitter.
Not bad.
Most about it because I grew there's two or three different kinds of just kind of a leafy lettuce. So it never developed a head on it or anything, like an iceberg. And whenever we wanted a salad, we would just go out there and pick some leaves off each one of them. And we'd have us a nice fresh salad with fresh lettuce in it.
I'm looking forward to it. I've got the classic Beefmaster tomato, and I got the pineapple tomato.
Growing tomatoes, I love the smell of the plant growing, but I can't stand eating them. But I grow for my wife all the time, so. Okay and stuff, but you put a fresh tomato on something? Oh, man. I tried. I just can't do it.
The tomato ain't nothing better than a good old tomato sandwich at lunchtime. Y'all out there and pick it. It's still warm. Oh, yeah.
Canoro Mobile.
Come on in and join us.
This is Jerry. I'm up here working by Dawson Airport and all, but you're right. I love some tomato sandwiches and hot peppers. That's the best thing in the world.
They're a good old onion sandwich.
Not sandwich. Heard of tomato. I hadn't heard of onion.
Yeah, I'm with you. I haven't heard of onion either, but Duke's mayonnaise and tomatoes is my favorite.
Onion sandwiches, country boys, snack. I've raised on big cattle farm.
They grow in green peppers. Man, I love taking them off the plant, going straight inside and slicing them up. It's so fragrant when you do it that way.
Bacon.
Put your meat in them, and you would take the rib out, and you talking about bitter.
Like growing the peppers and all, and slicing them open and put cheese and wrap them with bacon in the air fryer. They're good.
That's funny. I just had that for supper tonight.
Like jalapenos. I know those are good with the bacon wrap, but usually I just grow the green bell peppers because everybody will eat those. I'd be the only one eating the jalapenos.
Blood pressure.
I get real good on peppers and cucumbers, but my tomatoes was late coming in.
Mine never did get no bigger than a baseball.
I didn't plant from seed. I ended up having to buy from Lowe's. And that doggone tomato plant, it was just little, the little grape tomatoes. But man, that friggin' plant was so tall, I had to stack two tomato cages on top of each other to, for the plant to grow.
Just or fertilizer, what?
Doubled weed, go ahead.
Some good soil or fertilizer one.
And the barn and got fertilizer.
I know I put some manure and mushroom compost in it, and it was just normal growing medium. Maybe that was it, I don't know. Man, that thing grew like crazy. But everything else, like my corn last year, it didn't do good. And my okra, it didn't do worth the crap either. I got one of those that took, and the rest of them died off.
Nothing with corn. I didn't get them to sprout up or nothing last year.
It's going, the wind blew them all over. Go ahead, Ed.
Had to put one in the box. Yeah, my tomatoes didn't get no bigger than a baseball, so I don't know what I'm going to try on them this year. I tried the Miracle Grow in the whole nine yards, and it just didn't work.
The best things I did, I'm going to have to do it again this year for my garden, was I put a drip irrigation system on it and stuck it on a timer. That way it would go off. And it usually get watered at least twice a day. Where like right now, last year, it was just whenever me and the wife remember to go out there and water the garden.
Now the water table's so high, you ain't even probably got to water nothing right now.
Right. Shoot, I got to get the fire ants out of my garden. They moved in last year, so I got one mound in there I got to get out before I start planting anything.
Killer crapped out on me this past year and all. You know, it's hard to find a tiller nowadays and all. I lived all over the place. I live in Greenwood, and no store, nobody had a tiller. I had to order one offline.
I'm surprised Lowe's didn't have one.
That was an electric one. I really didn't want an electric one, but they didn't have anything else. And they said they can order them, but they didn't know when they can get them in.
I ended up using last year my main tiller. It's not big. It's 4x6x8. I don't remember. But anyway, it's a small little four cycle. It wouldn't work, so I had to use a doggone tiller on the end of my weed eater, my Toro. It'll take the attachment on it. Man, that thing's a pain in the butt to use, but it did get the job done.
I don't want to know, but I do about a 30x30 garden, and I figured it'd take a little while to till up a 30x30 garden with the weed eater one.
You'll be good for that. I think my garden's maybe like about 8x4. It's nothing huge. Just grows a little bit for the family. And, yeah, I don't think I'd want to use it for anything much bigger.
Yeah. Here, I'm just throwing newspapers right now.
I had to borrow my uncle's, I got a tractor and all, but he's got one that goes behind the tractor and all, so he had to bring his tractor over and till it up, because halfway through, mine just locked up. The motor still runs great, but the gears in the drivetrain just locked up, and I cannot get it apart to fix it. So I tried to order one and find one. I couldn't find a tiller nowhere.
I was stuck at home. People were actually doing some gardening this last year.
Construction on the side, and I guess because everybody's at home, I've been building decks and all kinds of stuff. Even when the wood price is so high and all, I guess so many people sitting at home saying, well, I wish I had this done. So it's helped me out a lot on my side money and all, doing a lot of construction work.
A lot changed once everybody was home last year. They had all kinds of time to do everything. But all right, gentlemen, I got to step on out and get on into work early. So I'm going to say 7-3. Hopefully y'all have a great day, and we'll catch you on another morning. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
Send me through this time.
KN4TFW.
Sure, I'm running late. Let me see, Friday. Come on in here, Jerry.
It's KO4NNR. Sorry, I got busy a while ago.
Again, late something else. At least it's a short week this week, right?
had a short week.
Let's see, this weekend is the Mississippi QSO party and the Louisiana QSO party, and they're having some kind of Florida Parks contest too this weekend.
For me.
My boy had to put my antenna back up yesterday. I was out of commission. Storm came through and took mine down. That storm, I know you've had several bad ones, and it's been up. The rope that was tied around the tree, it bouncing up and down, just worked its way through the rope. High as it was, I'm back to about 20 feet again. I made two contacts, make sure it worked. Got a guy in Maryland yesterday and a guy in Germany, so I guess it'll work.
Okay, when it was a little bit lower anyway, right?
Not surprised. excuse me. When it was up 30 feet, I had a 1.2 SWR, and I checked it yesterday, and it being 20 feet back where it used to be, I'm straight line.
Maybe that's where you need to keep it at.
It's your sweet spot, then.
Helps me is I got that big commercial metal roof on my house. It's right off and in the space.
Hey, Jeff, yet I'm hoping to go take my journal next month.
Come have it for me, isn't it, Ken?
Yeah, it is. I doubled with you a little bit. I was telling him if I could do it, anybody could do it.
Heck, no, I didn't know you can take both of them at the same time, so I didn't study for my general, and I passed my tech, and they said, you want to take a general? So, shoot, I'll try. I didn't study, but I missed it by, I think, two points, and all, and so I should better get it next time.
Radio time I'll have this weekend. Grandbaby coming in from Kentucky, and then the other one's coming up from Anderson, so might not have any radio time.
Earth.
Yesterday we painted chocolates.
I'll tell you right straight up, old Ken over there is a good Elmer.
Ken on here before. I know I heard you, Ed. Before I got my tech, I was listening to y'all a lot. I had a little Bofang, and I listen to y'all every morning and all, so I was itching to get in here and talk to y'all a little bit.
Welcome to come in and be amongst us anytime you want to.
I second that.
I'm from Greenwood originally and all, and I got a little base motor there and all, and I've been talking to a guy in 6 Mile, old Jack. I don't know if you know him, and he's helped me a lot. He's very knowledgeable, for sure.
The trees in your yard or whatever, you can put up a wire like I got, or like Ed's got, and it'll serve the purpose pretty good.
Yeah, HF rig. I mean, all I got is, UHF, VHF right now, and I got a common antenna up. No, it does really well, but I don't have an HF rig yet.
Find you somebody that can make you a center fit dipole wire antenna, because I've been looking at thinking about getting a vertical antenna. After I saw the prices, I'll stick with my wire, KM4DC Freddy.
$100-something in it from the wire man, up there on Highway 11. That you can actually get it cheaper than that if you want to assemble it yourself.
I think it was in Clover and all, said he had a Slim Jim. I don't know what that is, but what I best could tell is just a straight wire. He says about 90 feet in the air, and he's talking 130-something miles, but he's very loud. It's like he's getting too much RF gain or something in it.
Inverted V, so it's like, I think the total length's about 107 feet, and it's in the middle, it's 35 feet high. But, I've made contacts all the way to Australia on it, on 100 watts. Yeah, Roger.
we was on this repeater and all, because I work third shift up here, and this repeater linked with a repeater in Tennessee and another repeater up in North Carolina, and it was like 130-mile distance on it and all. It's kind of strange, but we was talking all over the place on this repeater.
I hate to miss that, but I was probably already in bed by then.
Be cool. It's kind of strange because they was asking questions, and I was like, no, we on a repeater up here in Greenville. And he said, well, I'm in Johnson City, Tennessee, and it had the same frequency and all, but it had different tones and stuff. And I started looking them up in the repeater book, and from about 11:30 to about 2 o'clock in the morning, it was doing it.
Skip.
But it was weird. It was three different repeaters. One in North Carolina. I forgot where it was in North Carolina, but the other one was in Tennessee. And, you know, we could talk, and all three of us can hit off those repeaters.
This morning we talked to that guy down in Florida. He was way down in Florida, and we talked to him, and it was just skipping. It wasn't, you know, he was being able to make the repeater from all the way down there.
Navigation, KM4
and FB5D. And then, yeah, that's crazy. I'm learning a lot with it, that's for sure.
We keep getting people coming in the morning and joining us. We just gonna have to start our own club.
I hear you, KM4 TFW. Certainly been a good few of them, and that's really good to see.
Work 12 hours, so I'm here all weekend, and I'll be back Wednesday and Thursday night. But, you know, I work up here at Michelin up here in Greenville, and so I work 12-hour shifts, so I'm here every couple nights.
Here 7 nights a week, so anytime that you're on, just give me a holler. 9 times out of 10, I've got radio on.
Yeah, I'm here this time, you know, on the weekdays, and then on in the afternoons, it's about 10 after 4 till about 5 o'clock in the afternoons, KN4 TFW.
A lot of people use this repeater, as I notice. This is KN4 NNR.
Yeah, Mount Mitchell, I think, are both pretty busy.
I'll mount your one.
I have 190. Yeah, roger that. You can, you can get parts of Virginia all the way other side of Knoxville. I think a little bit of southeastern Kentucky, you know, a good bit of down here in Greenville and upstate, and then a lot of North Carolina.
Set in it too or not?
Yeah, it does, but I can't tell you what it is without looking it up. It's pretty busy right now.
Look it up on here. It's 2 meters, 145, 190, offset of 6, on Mount Mitchell in Asheville.
Yeah, roger.
For now, I appreciate it.
That's the highest antenna, I think, at least east of the Mississippi. It's, I think it's at 6,600 feet.
Coming up there.
Look, are you on your way home now?
This is KFONNR. I don't know if you're talking to me or Ed and all, but this is Jerry. I'm still at work. I don't leave till about 6:45.
If you're at work, what are you on, HT?
Keep radio because I didn't know how much I was going to like it. It's a little QIT, I think it's an 8900D, 25 watt, and it does pretty good.
Good sound over here, KN4 TFW.
I'm over here and I'm over here in Clemson.
People say they like the sound of it. It's I'm in my work truck, so I can't really mount anything good. I just got a little mag mount antenna and have this plugged into the cigarette lighter, so when I'm riding around, I can talk on it. And I think it works real well.
And trailers around the yard?
fire, EMS, law enforcement for Michelin. We got vehicles. We patrol around the whole campus and around Dawson Air Force Base over here. So we got several buildings everywhere we have to monitor and ride around. So I'm pretty mobile all the time.
So what time in the evening do you go in?
So it's normally from like I'm normally here by 6 to 6:45 to 6:45 next day, but I work a month of days and a month of nights. So but it's swing, like if I work a Monday, Tuesday, I'm off Wednesday, Thursday, then I work Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Remember that schedule when I used to work down there in Piedmont?
Job works good for me, getting this hobby. Like I say, I can do my job and still ride around and talk to people, and I enjoy it.
Hey, Jeff, mobile rig, you'd be able to make some serious long distance contacts riding around like that at night.
Keep doing, I guess they make a magnet mount. I have to do a magnet mount. Do they make a magnet mount for HF rig?
Like a little mini Tar Heel or something like that, you should be able to do pretty good with it.
Yeah, eager to go get my general license. Now I've been studying up on it, and hopefully, like I said, in April, I've seen a bunch of places taking tests, and I'm ready to go take it and get it out of the way. Then I'm going to start trying to dabble into HF a little bit.
Yeah, you'll really like it. It's a lot of fun, and the radio that I got from Ed, it wouldn't have been one that I would have picked, you know what I mean, if I was buying one for myself, but I'm glad I got it, because it helped teach me a lot of things about the radio. It doesn't have a lot of the bells and whistles, it doesn't have a waterfall or anything like that, but it really helps you understand how to pull in the signals.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of reading and researching and all that stuff, and You know, of course, everybody says a little different things here and there, but, you know, I've been on CBs for a long time, and I finally decided to bite the bullet and get my license and all, and shoot, I don't even look at my CB anymore.
Traffic on it anymore. I know I had my 11-meter radio in my truck for a while, but, man, it stays pretty quiet unless you can get on sideband or something like that.
That's the whole thing, and like I said, I live in Greenwood, and I talked to a couple people down there, but it's not a whole lot of traffic. We got some good repeaters down there, but not a whole lot of people talking Greenwood. So, I mean, I enjoy it when I come here to work and all up here. I can talk to a lot more other people on here for sure.
Night go by a lot better. I know it makes the ride into work a lot better.
It went by fast. I'm telling you, we got on there, and I talked to a couple guys all the way up to about 3 o'clock in the morning, which I was kind of shocked because, a lot of people up. But we talked. It's probably about 3:30 in the morning, and I was like, man, it went by fast.
I didn't hear you just right back listening. I just got done, so I'm headed to find me a coffee pot. Can't pour any deeper, I think. About the time I'm getting to work. I'm trying to set it that way. The radio, Ken. Sevier County Ham Club up Tennessee is having a big ham fest, I believe, next week, this week coming weekend. And they're giving away one of those 450Ds.
Radio. I can't complain at all about it. It's got always get good reports on good sound and everything, and everything's stock on it, so I can't really complain. And you know, it does about everything that you want it to do. I mean, it won't do UHF, VHF, but you know, it does everything a HF is supposed to do.
Those right there is the best radio for somebody that is just getting started to get their hands on.
Anyway,
was the 450Ds?
FT450D.
I do remember that radio was set up for Mars, right?
on at any of those frequencies or anything yet. I've scrolled through it and listened to, you know, I've got on 11 meters with it, and then I've listened to shortwave radio and everything and that. So it's, I've scrolled through it and played with it a little bit. And I even got on, what is it, 60 meters that's channelized? Contacts on 60.
Of course, I highly recommend one.
And it's real good on 40.
Yeah, I'm on the internet, eh? Looks like a good little radio for sure.
Waterfall, so you'll have to hunt around for the stations. But, you know, it helps you to really tweak them in there. And I practiced, you know, trying to pull in a really weak signal or a signal where somebody was right beside it, try to isolate one and be able to pull in the other and just playing around with it, trying to, you know, understand how it worked. KN4TFW.
I like to learn the hard way sometimes, and that way when you get a waterfall, it's a little bit easier on you, but I like to learn all the hard stuff and try to get that out of the way.
A couple of Europe stations that were working split, where you listen on one frequency and transmit on another.
I couldn't imagine. You know, I thought about it, and I was working across seas. Is there a big language barrier talking to the guys, or are they pretty good to talk to or what?
Now, everybody speaks English when they're trying to make contacts. Now, if they're talking to somebody in their own country and they're just, you know, just rag-chewing, they'll usually use their native language and that. But when everybody's trying to make long-distance contacts, everybody uses English, which makes it nice for us. And then they, you know, some of them got a pretty heavy accent. You'll have to listen to them pretty good to understand. And they may phonetically say their call sign a little bit different, but you can figure it out.
Like I said, I can't wait to get on it and play with it, that's for sure.
It's I think they call it a World DX map, like right on the wall in front of my radio, and it lists all the prefixes for all the call signs for all the countries. So when you hear a call sign, you can just go down the list and see where he's from.
Yeah, I was wondering, is there a map or a certain map online to look at that? That's what I was thinking about, getting a map put on my wall at the house and all, but I didn't know what the map was called to be able to look it up.
If it isn't a World DX map, and that, see, that's the one that I have, and that it shows you all the zones, it shows you all the, where all the prefixes are, and then down at the bottom it's got a legend plate that all the prefixes are in alphabetical order so you can find them.
That's pretty neat.
I mean, you can if you're on, I don't know if you've ever used the QRZ page, but if you ever, you can type in the call sign when you hear it and it'll tell you where it's from.
I picked up a couple of them that I heard before and all, and that's pretty neat, for sure.
Spotting networks, like I use DX Heat, and they'll spot them and that, and you can click on the call sign there, and it'll tell you where they're from and that, but it'll tell you their frequency that they're on and where they're hearing them at and everything, so it makes it a little bit easier.
That 450D, if I could plug it into a cigarette lighter, or would it try to overpower it and all, because that's the only bad thing about my work truck. I can't hardwire anything, but if I can plug into a cigarette lighter or something like that, I can use it.
It said that because, you know, if you look up the radio, it tells you it needs 25 amps, but that's only if you're running an antenna that's going to be going up and down by itself and tuning itself, and if it's running a bunch of other stuff, because I don't have that big of a power supply, and it runs fine. How big was that power supply that you sold me, Ed? Was it 15 amps?
15 amps.
I'd love to try something like that, that's for sure. talking to y'all this morning. I'm going to have to run in here and do some shift change here in a second and all, but I'll definitely get back on here with you another day or morning or whatnot. But this is KO4 NNR, call 73 this time.
Catch you on the end, KO4 NAP.
73, Jerry, good to meet you and that. Look forward to talking to you again. And just anytime you hear us on here, just jump on out there and just give us a shout. KN4 TFW 73.
And you'll definitely hear me again.
Go in. I just pulled in the yard. Mama's up. The light's on in the kitchen. That means the coffee's on and the cakes are on the grill. So I'm going to go in there and see what's going on. So hopefully catch you in the morning, and be careful on the rest of the way in. So KM4 NAP sending 73.
All right, 73, Ed. Enjoy your day and that. Look forward to catching you in the morning. I'm only about 2-3 miles out myself. And that, so you have a good one, and I'll talk to you later. 73, KN4 TFW.
4 HKX.
Good morning, KN4 TFW.
You made it in yet?
I'm turning into the drive right now.
I know the gentleman there about that 450 this morning. I was listening while I was eating breakfast.
I can't complain about it, you know what I mean? But it, like I said, it doesn't have a lot of bells and whistles, but it has everything that you really need, you know, to work split or to do whatever, you know. It works really good. It's really helped me out, I feel like.
I'm around for one, but I can't find one that's reasonable.
Out there.
That's hard to find anything that's reasonable.
Shortage, so it's making it hard to find radios and electronic stuff.
On what you can pay for a new one right now, so just tough to buy one.
Here for a minute, and I'll be back in a minute. KN4 TFW. Patrick, KN4 TFW.
4 HKX, I'm still here. I'm just backing up to my trailer.
My house yet.
I figured I'd holler at you before you got in. So at least say good morning.
Well, I appreciate that. Where are you headed at today?
I'm around Traveler's Rest area. I'm on that land up here, too, just so you all know.
That'd be a good deal. Maybe we all get together and go up there one day.
Talking about it, Mike and Ed and I don't know if you've still been in there or not, and I've heard it, about doing a Dutch oven cook Mike was wanting to do.
I'm sitting here in the parking lot, so I better go get my day started. So you have an awesome day, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon, you know, about 4:10 or so. I should be out here in the car, so. You have a good one, and I'll catch up with you later. KN4 TFW 73.
Good day, and I hope everything goes good for you at work. And have a good trip, and I look forward to seeing you this afternoon, or hearing from you this afternoon. Talk to you later. Bye. 73.